It's a somewhat rainy and overcast day here in New York, but the colours of the Rainbow Crossing are still bright in the gloom. The crossing on 1st Avenue and 46th Street leads to the entrance of the United Nations. I've been asking people attending meetings at the UN what they think of it.
This is good because it's representing all the groups, and we have to support as a member of the UN.
Well, it is there.
Do you support it?
I have no opinion.
I think it's a very brave initiative. I'm from Ireland, so we, by popular referendum, voted in gay marriage this year, and I think anything that helps to be more inclusive is wonderful.
No, actually, I'm against that.
Charles Radcliffe is from the UN Human Rights Office.
The crossing in these vibrant rainbow colours is really a way, firstly, to celebrate the diversity and the fight for equality for members of the lesbian, gay, bi, trans community around the world. But it's also a way to remind delegates coming here to the UN this week for the opening of the General Assembly that the fight for LGBT equality goes on, that right around the world, LGBT people are still marginalised, still suffer discrimination and violence. Putting that right is part of the job of this big institution behind me, the UN.
What's been the reaction so far?
We had an inauguration yesterday with ambassadors from like-minded countries, and it was a great spirit of celebration. The great thing about the United Nations, of course, is you have people from every country in the world here, every shade of opinion. But what we want to say with this crossing is that no matter where you come from, LGBT people are part of the community everywhere, and they deserve equal rights and fair treatment, just like everyone else.
Can you appreciate that there are some people who will feel very uncomfortable about this?
Whenever there's an issue that's seen as sensitive, whether it's culturally sensitive or sensitive on religious grounds, yes, people can find those discussions uncomfortable. But in the end, the reason why we have a United Nations is to bring together different perspectives and to try to hammer these things out. We have consensus that everyone, every human being is entitled to the same rights, to fair treatment, to equal rights. And insofar as they're not getting that, we have to talk about it. We can't just shirk issues because they make people feel uncomfortable.
But it is quite provocative, isn't it? Is this the way to get governments on board to support the issue of equality for all?
Well, it's certainly not the only way, but it's a way to get people talking. And I think, you know, you have to see this initiative as just one piece in a much bigger picture. We've had resolutions and reports. The Human Rights Council has established an independent expert to map and document violence and discrimination against LGBT people. We've had leadership from the Secretary General of the United Nations, a big public information campaign, Free and Equal, which is being unrolled in countries right around the world. It's all part of getting the conversation going. 10 years ago, no one talked about these issues. Now it really is part of the conversation that's unfolding here at the United Nations.
Charles Radcliffe from the UN Human Rights Office, thanks very much. And the crosswalk will remain here until the end of the week. This is Daniel Dickinson at United Nations headquarters.